Good morning, sir. Before we get started, what is your name, sir?
Nathan Poe.
That's Nathan Poe.
Okay. Can I have the CO3 back on the phone for a moment, please, sir?
Yes, you can.
Thank you.
Oh, sir.
Yes, this is Arizona Board of Executive Commission. How are you doing this morning, sir?
Just fine.
Well, we thought, we were under the impression that we were going to get Mr. Seek first for a parole. Did you have that same information, or do we have different information, sir?
Well, it seems that everybody has dropped the ball. This is the only inmate that was on my unit, and he's the only one down here right now. I just made a phone call up front to Records and let them know that no one showed up here today.
Okay. Well, we'll go ahead and do this one, and hopefully by the time we finish with him, you will get some inside information that we don't have either.
Okay.
Okay, well, we'll go ahead and do this one.
All right, here he is.
Now, again, sir, you told me, but tell me again, what is your name, sir?
Nathan Poe. I mean, if you want the last name first, it's Poe.
Okay. And who's going to... Okay, the Honorable Mr. Louis Kiwanis will conduct the hearing at this time, sir. So just hold on, sir.
Conducted by my colleague
the Honorable Mr. Johnson. We got through to the first phase of the hearing, and keep in mind, Mr. Pope, there is an actual vote that passes from the first phase of the hearing to the second phase of the hearing. So we have the first phase, which is still standing, and what we would do at this point is, if I'm not mistaken, Mr. Borchow has just continued with the second phase of the hearing?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I guess my question is, for the sake of propriety, should the hearing be continued by Mr. Johnson because he read the first half, or do we just take it from here? It's all good with me.
Mr. Johnson, would you prefer doing this, sir?
I do.
Right. Honorable Mr. Johnson has volunteered to do it, to continue as he was in the first place.
And I'm not trying to volunteer my colleague. I just want to know there's a consistency issue.
Well, I should have caught that. That's most appropriate.
Michael, do you want to go towards this?
Mr. Poe, I recall this last hearing that we did. We were actually in phase two and going over some of the information in phase two, and you were objective to some of the information that we were reading on the allegations that were listed on there, and you got up and walked out and said that that information wasn't true and asked us to check out that information. Do you recall your last hearing, sir?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and so what was it that you were saying that was not true, sir?
They said I was convicted of Matthew Scroggins with sexual misconduct with a minor, which I was not. And they said I have a four-year-old victim from Adobe Mountain School, which is impossible.
Okay, so let me go over some of the information that we have in here with you again. So it says that when you were released, you were approved to reside at 226. On 226, you were approved to reside at Church on the Street, located at 4006 West Van Buren Street. Is that right, sir?
That is correct.
And then on February 27th, you were approved to reside at the Redeem Armies, located at 2025 West Jefferson Street.
That is correct.
And then looks like April 18th, you were discharged from Redeem Outreach for aggressive behavior with another resident. It says that you stayed transit in the downtown Phoenix area and was taken back into custody on 419 on April 19th. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, it says during your intake, you were referred to the Maricopa Skills Center at St. Joe's, the worker for education. Were you working during that period of time, sir?
I was doing volunteer work.
Okay, where are you about to?
Where you? I was volunteering in my PIR.
Okay, it then says that you were assigned a color peach. You were assigned and received a copy of your task instruction sheet. And the testing history, it looks like you only had one time that you went and had a UA down at task, and that was negative. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
So you had, you were enrolled in sex offender treatment at the Arizona Center for Change. However, you failed to complete the program due to you being returned to custody. Is that right?
I was not completely, had an appointment scheduled to go see him, one of the individuals there, and they had me scheduled for PIR. So I didn't make it up there, so I had to reschedule, and I didn't make it back down there.
Okay. So, going back over some of the information that we actually have and going into phase two, sir, as we are going into phase two, just wanted to go over that information, but I am going to go back and do and get some additional information from the parole officer. I think that's kind of where we may have gotten mixed up the last time. So, Mr. Grady?
Mr. Poe was released from BOC on February 26th of 2018. He was arrested on April 19th of 2018 by ABC staff. He has no new charges and returned back to DOC on April 19th of 2018. He has a CSED of January 23rd of 2019. He has zero abscond days, current conviction, 2008, molestation of a child, 10 years. no prior convictions. He has one term in DLC. His CU IR scores are 4-4, mental health scores are 3, substance abuse scores are 1. He has no gang affiliation, no prior term to supervision. Disciplinary violations are significant, with drugs, threats, violence, sex acts, and assaulting staff noted. Other arrests, 2004, child molestation, Arizona juvenile probation. 2007, molestation of a child, Arizona felony conviction, probation. 2007, sexual conduct with a minor, Arizona felony conviction, probation. 2007, molestation of a child, Arizona felony conviction, probation. The community risk score of a G5-V6. He's a level 3 sex offender, registerable, notifiable, SVP reviewable. Victim, ages were 4 and 14. DCAC site.
See, hold on. There's a 4-year-old again on the record. Where do you guys get this 4-year-old? I need the transcripts. I need those gone through right now. I'm done with this. You get Matthew Scroggins again, sexual misconduct with a minor. I am not convicted of that. Where is this coming from?
Mr. Poe. We went through this before, so you're going to have to be patient so we can get through the actual...
There's no goddamn motherfucking 4-year-old on the motherfucking record.
Okay. All right, sir. Sir, listen. If you want to continue this hearing, Mr. Poe, then...
Listen. With any of that on the record, what goes down absolutely nothing. You need to get your shit straight. This is getting fucking ridiculous.
Well, as chairman of this board, you must be quiet, and we will end this hearing at this point. So I at this point, the hearing will be over, unless we get a motion. He's walked away.
So,
he walked away, therefore, we're going to end the hearing if we can get a motion, and then he can move forward with whatever he needs to move forward with, sir. But because of his behavior, we will not continue with this hearing at this time, sir.
Copy, we understand that. Who would you like next? Does anybody?
Let me get a motion. Let me finish this one first, sir, and then we will. But we would want Mr. Stark next if he's available. Honorable Mr. Johnson, can we move forward with this one?
Okay, based on the. I'm going to make a couple of statements as we do this.
Okay,
please be clear on it. So, this is the second time that we continue to hear him for Mr. Poe at the Phase 2 hearing, and as we were getting the information that was being read by the parole officer, Mr. Poe became very belligerent, started to use very, very aggressive language toward the board, would not listen. The information was that he has been convicted of child molestation in 2004, 2007, he had molestation. In 2007, he had molestation, and he also had in 2007, sexual conduct with a minor. Mr. Poe said he was not convicted of a 4-year-old. However, they did not say that he was convicted of a 4-year-old, that the ages of the victims range from 4 to, I believe it was 14, 4 to 14 years old. In any situation, he did a plea agreement, and just as a result of the plea agreement, he could very well, you know, have committed the crime but not been convicted of it, as he said. But based on the information contained in the warrant, I do find that Mr. Poe was delinquent. He violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and had lapses about the lapse in the criminal ways of company. I also want to make a note that his violations had nothing to do with the age of the victims or the information that he had. It was for count one, failure to follow the directive of his assigned parole office. Count two was changing his place of residence. Count three was an additional addendum to it where he demonstrated by his high possession of a smartphone in which he was not supposed to have a smartphone, tablet, computer without the prior approval of his assigned parole officers. And condition number five states that he was in violation. He's demonstrated by his engagement in physical assaultive behavior at the parole office located 801 South 16th Street, which is the same type of behavior that he displayed at the time that he was conducted this hearing, and this is the second time that we conducted the hearing. Therefore, I do move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Poe and find that he was delinquent, violating the terms and condition of his supervision, and had lapses was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
I'll second, and Mr. Chairman, may I ask that Mr. Brady make sure that Mr. Poe gets put on report for his language. Thank you.
Agreed.
Okay, motion. Motion by myself, second by Ms. Renhouse, agreed Dr. Riley, agreed Mr. Neal, agreed Mr. Quinones. That is going to conclude the hearing at this time.